Well, hey, friends, welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about God's love and how it's wider than we think. Well, today, I want to talk to you about something that's easy to miss in a verse that you've probably heard hundreds of times. Because John 3:16 is famous, and when something's famous, it can become familiar. And when it becomes familiar, if we're not careful, we'll stop seeing the power in it. So today, I want to slow down, and I want to stare at one little word. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." So the word I want to look at today is gave. That word gave is not a throwaway word. It's not God tossing spare change at us. It's not God handing us some leftovers. It's not God saying, "Hey, I had a little extra, so here you go." That word literally means sacrifice. It means that God put his love into action. And this matters because sometimes in human sense, we say we love people, but we don't back it up. We say things like, "Hey, let me know if you need anything." And then when they call, we're like, "Sorry, I'm busy." Or we say, "I'd do anything for you." But then we ghost them the moment it costs us time or comfort or inconvenience. But God's love isn't like that. It's not cheap. God's love is not casual. God's love is not Hallmark movie kind of love. God's love literally is costly. And so in John 3, Nicodemus would understand this. He grew up in a world where sacrifice was part of worship. He knew what it meant for something innocent to be offered in the place of someone guilty. So when Jesus says God gave, Nicodemus hears the weight of it. And then Jesus makes it even heavier. He says God gave his one and only son. That phrase means one of a kind, not replaceable, not disposable, not, "We'll just make another one," the son. And this is where Christmas and this whole season becomes more than cozy. It's not about lights and songs and nostalgia. It's about God stepping into our broken world. And it's the beginning of this rescue mission. Now, the manger, it's not just a sweet scene. It's literally God becoming man. It's God saying, "I am coming for you." And so if you ever wonder what you're worth, here's a simple way to think about value. Something is worth whatever someone's willing to pay. So if you ask, what is your life worth? What is your forgiveness worth? What is your eternity worth? God's answer, "My son." That's what you're worth to him. Which means God doesn't love you because you're impressive. God doesn't love you because you've got it all together. God loves you because he is love and he proved it. And so his love isn't sentimental. It's actually sacrificial. So here's your next step for today. Take 5 minutes, literally five, and remember the cost. Find a quiet spot, take a breath, and just whisper, "Jesus, you gave yourself for me." Not to guilt yourself, not to punish yourself, but to wake your heart back up. Because gratitude has a way of changing us, that guilt in a way that guilt never could. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.